Then Agrippa said to Paul, "We allow you to defend yourself." So Paul gestured with his hand and began his defense, saying, "King Agrippa, I regard myself fortunate that I am defending myself before you today in responding to the charges of the Jews, especially since you know so well all the customs of the Jews and the controversies existing among them. So please hear me patiently. All the Jews know my life history from when I was a child, they know my upbringing in my home country and my life in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time. If they are willing, they can testify that I was following the strictest school of our religion, that is, I was a Pharisee. Now I am on trial because of the hope I have that Allah will fulfill his promise to our forefathers. It is the promise which our 12 tribes are hoping will be fulfilled as they worship Allah diligently day and night. Yet it's because of this hope, O King, that the Jews are making charges against me. Why do you people not believe that Allah can raise the dead? I myself was convinced that I ought to do everything I possibly could to oppose the name of Isa of Nazareth. I followed through on this in Jerusalem, with authorization from the chief priests. I put many of the followers of Isa in prison. And whenever the council condemned any of them to be executed, I would cast my vote in favor of the judgment. I frequently went to the houses of worship to torment them and try to force them into a denial of the faith. My fanaticism against them reached such a level that I even went to cities outside our country in order to persecute them. One time I was going to Damascus with the authorization and commission of the chief priests. While I was on the way, O King, around noontime, I saw a light from the sky, brighter than the light of the sun, that shone around me and around my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's troublesome for you to kick against the goad." I asked him, "Who are you, sir?" And the Lord answered, "I am Isa, whom you are persecuting. Get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you in order to make you a servant and witness of this vision in which you see me now, and of other visions that I will show you. I will rescue you from your ethnic group and from other ethnic groups. For I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them back from darkness to light and from the control of Satan to Allah, so that they will receive forgiveness of sins and a share among those who are sanctified through faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I did not oppose this heavenly vision. First I called to faith the people of Damascus, then the people of Jerusalem, then the whole region of Judea, and then the foreigners as well. I told them to repent and turn to Allah and to act in ways that show that they really have repented. This is the reason the Jews seized me at the temple complex and tried to kill me. But Allah has helped me to this day. So I am standing here and testifying to the simple and the great alike. I don't say anything other than what the prophets and Musa said would happen, namely that the Messiah would suffer and be the first to rise from death, and that he would proclaim the light to his own ethnic group and to the others as well." Here, Festus interrupted Paul's defense and shouted at the top of his voice, "You're crazy, Paul. Your depth of learning has made you lose your mind." But Paul replied, "I'm not crazy, Your Excellency Festus. On the contrary, what I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these matters. I can speak to him in all candor, for I am sure that none of these events are hidden from him because they did not take place in a dark corner. Do you believe in the prophets, King Agrippa?" "I know you believe." Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you suppose you can persuade me in this short time to become a Christian?" Paul replied, "Whether in a short or long time, I pray to Allah for both you and all those who hear me today to become like me, but without these restraints." Then the king stood up, and along with him the governor, Bernice, and all those sitting with them. They left the hall, saying to one another, "This man has not done anything to deserve death or even imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed his case to Caesar.